Tea Time with His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion, a one-act play by Jenny McDonald. Characters. His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion. A lion, king of the forest, king of the beasts. The Cowardly Lion of the Wizard of Oz. A bubbly, if fearful monarch, still surprised at his elevated position. Ostrich. An ostrich, also a footman, that is, foot bird. Antelope. A young lady antelope reporter making a name for herself. And people. An imaginary crowd that comes and goes through the audience. Time and place. The veranda of His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion's palace. A table is set for tea time. Two chairs. Ostrich makes a minuscule adjustment to the flatware, slightly shifts the silver teapot, and stands at attention just behind the table, checking his wireless earphones. Although the characters represent animals, the actors move and speak like human beings. The people behave, well, as people do. His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion peers out from behind the curtain off stage.
Is she here yet?
Not yet, sire.
He enters fretfully, wearing a fine robe and crown.
Oh, I do wish she would come so we can get this over with. All of this attention, it's overwhelming. How do you like my new robe?
Of course, it's not for me to say, sire, but I think it's very nice indeed.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Satin, of course, not cotton, not chintz. It's the best part of all this regal life.
He takes a cake from the table.
Except for the cakes and the pillows and the carriages. Those are all very nice, but beyond that, my fine feather friend, take my advice. Be careful what you wish for.
Ostrich adjusts the remaining cake so the missing one won't mar the arrangement.
As you say, sire.
He taps his earphone and nods.
Yes, send her in.
She's here. What's her name again?
Antelope. She's the host of a podcast called Where Are They Now? It's one of your favorites.
Oh, yes. She interviews such interesting characters.
Antelope enters.
Majesty, it's a pleasure. Thank you for meeting with me today.
Oh, that's all down to Ostrich. He says I have to work on my brand and make myself more visible, you know?
In your position, don't you get out all the time?
It's difficult.
Sure, a king among his subjects, everyone wanting something from you.
Oh, no, that's not the real reason. It's just that I'm afraid.
Afraid? Interesting. May I sit down? I won't bite, I promise.
Do you like cake? I like cake.
Ostrich pulls out a chair for him and the other for Anne. Anne sets a recording device on the table, which Ostrich moves slightly to suit the tea time arrangement.
Do you mind if I record for the podcast?
Wonderful. Do have some cake.
Ostrich receives a message on his earphone.
You'll have to excuse Ostrich. He's always on that thing.
Pardon me, sire, but those people are back again. They promise not to interrupt, but wish to come through.
Again? Oh, very well. Send them through. Just through the garden, mind you. They can see us from there.
People?
Yes, yes. They like to come and see me in my natural habitat, take a photo to show their friends back home, that sort of thing.
He points at the people passing into the audience.
Look, there they are. Smile, my dear.
The two of them smile politely, pose, and wave to the people downstage. Cameras click and flash. They watch the people exit. Ostrich pours the tea, His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion and Anne partake of tea and cakes through the following.
It's very generous of you.
It is?
To let them just parade through the royal garden. I mean, don't you find it a little intrusive? Especially if they haven't made arrangements beforehand.
Oh, it's just once in a while, although more often since I became king. They do stay outside the gates and try not to bother me. I'm trying to get used to the attention, but I confess I missed the days of roaming wherever I wanted. It's not easy being a king and a coward.
But I thought you found your courage with Dorothy's help.
You are so right. Ostrich, where is my medal?
Sire, you are wearing your medal?
I am.
He fumbles with his royal robes. A large bow is covering the medal.
Bother these furbelows.
He yanks off the bow and flings it away. He holds up the medal adoringly.
Ah, yes, I am. Yes, I have courage. It says so right here on this medal that the wizard gave me. How could I have forgotten?
Ostrich receives a message on his earphone. He nods.
Pardon me, sire, but those people are back again. They promise not to interrupt, but wish to come through.
Again.
He looks at Anne.
You don't have to allow this, Your Majesty. This is your space, your tea time. They can come back later.
You're right. They can come back when I say so. Tell them, Ostrich.
Ostrich turns away, conveying the message and listening to the response.
I'm afraid they are insisting, sire. After all, you've always let them come to observe you whenever they wanted to before. It will take time to get them accustomed to a new system.
All right, but this is the last time without a royal invitation. Absolutely the last. And I'm not happy about it.
That's the spirit, Your Majesty. Boundaries. It's all about setting boundaries.
The two of them nod and wave to the people downstage. Cameras click and flash. The people exit. Ostrich pours the tea. His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion and Anne partake of tea and cakes through the following.
I do wish they wouldn't lean on the gates like that. They'll smudge the polish. I miss Dorothy and the wizard. People were different then.
How about this interview, Your Majesty? The listeners of Where Are They Now want to know.
Want to know what?
Want to know what you've been up to since you went off to see the wizard and became king. They want to know where you've been, what you've been doing, who you met.
Oh, that. Well, mostly I've been right here, my dear.
Right here?
In my palace, in the forest, king of the forest, king of all beasts, king, hear me roar. Well, here since I got back from traveling the world, meeting the heads of states, seeing the great cities, though none compared to the Emerald City, let me tell you. But you want to know the most interesting thing?
What's that?
There are statues of lions all over the world.
Really?
People like to put them on their doorsteps, at palaces and libraries and regular houses. Whenever I was feeling lonely or worried, I would go find a statue of a lion and commune.
That sounds nice, I guess. It's not like there are a lot of real lions to talk to.
But why?
Don't you know?
There used to be. There used to be a lot of us. Lots. I guess I'm pretty unique these days. But I'd rather not talk about that.
And now that you're back?
The ruling stuff, it's not so bad. I kind of like the routine. But you know what I like best?
He leans in conspiratorially. Anne does the same.
What's that?
Some days, I go away from the palace, down into the meadow, and have a nice curl up deep in the grass. It's warm, and you can play with those frondy things, and gaze up at the sky, and watch the birds, and the clouds, and think. Sometimes there's a rainbow, and I watch it and wonder when Dorothy will return. We could get together with the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and just have a picnic.
Ostrich receives a message on his earphone.
Pardon me, sire, but...
Don't tell me. Those people are back again.
He looks at Anne.
Unbelievable.
You're right. Not this time. Tell them, Ostrich.
Ostrich turns away, conveying the message and listening to the response.
Oh, I'm afraid they are insisting, sire. And this time they want to see you doing something?
Doing something? Doing what?
Ostrich turns away, conveying the message and listening to the response.
They want to see your bloodthirsty side, sire.
What?
Maybe you could, you know...
He gestures at Anne.
What? What?
You know...
What? No, I won't. I've been a vegetarian all of my life. I'm not going to start scaring others now.
Oh, if I'll make them go away, go ahead, Your Majesty. I don't mind, especially if it helps you out.
How has it come to this? I apologize, my dear, in advance. Those people have no manners.
He growls and roars, menacing Anne.
Roar!
He pretends to cower and whimper in response. The two of them grimace at the people downstage. Cameras click and flash. The people wait. Annoyed, His Royal Highness, the Cowardly Lion, shakes his head like a cat with a bird, rattling Anne too. Cameras click and flash. The people exit. Ostrich pours the tea. His Royal Highness, the Cowardly Lion, and Anne no longer have any appetite for cakes.
Did you see those young ones trampling the lilies? That's it. That is absolutely it. Ostrich, order the gates locked. No admittance without an invitation from now on.
An urgent squawk sounds on Ostrich's earphone. Ostrich listens and hurries away off stage.
Good for you, Your Majesty. Mark your territory.
Ostrich returns.
Sire, I'm afraid they've moved the gates.
What?
Ostrich assesses the offstage situation.
It's true, sire. They put the gates across the veranda and locked them. We can't leave.
What?
Ostrich receives a message on his earphone.
Pardon me, sire, but they say they want to move in.
The three of them watch as the people return. There are no cameras clicking or flashing this time.
Move in? What does that mean?
I've heard of people moving in all kinds of places where they don't belong. You have to stand up to them, or they'll just take over.
Cowardly Lion surveys the crowd.
Hey, you people, this is my palace. This is my forest. You were welcome once, but you were not kind. You were not respectful. And now you are not welcome. Get out. This is my house and you do not belong here. Now, get the hell out!
They watch the people slowly leave. His Royal Highness the Cowardly Lion follows them to the end of the stage.
And don't come back!
Well, I think that did it.
Do you, my dear? That felt really good. Like the time we were facing down the Wicked Witch, I told Dorothy, don't you give those glam shoes to that witch just because she tells you to.
Sire?
What?
They're coming back, sire.
What?
They don't have cameras, sire. They have...
The people file in. There is a sound of many guns being readied.
Ostrich. Am I still wearing my medal?
Yes, sire.
Good. Good. Otherwise, I would be afraid. But I have courage. And, my dear, you aren't afraid, are you?
Not when I'm with you, Your Majesty.
That's good, my dear.
I think I should tell you now that I am an antelope, not a deer.
Of course you are.
Don't mind being called dear.
I'm glad, my dear.
They gaze at the people. His Royal Highness, the Cowardly Lion, takes a step downstage.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
His Royal Highness, the Cowardly Lion, roars.
Roar!
And prepares to spring. Bright light up on the frozen characters. A roar of gunfire. Anne's recorder falls to the floor.
Do you mind if I record? For the podcast.
Wonderful. Do have some cake.
End of play.